He was much older than she. His conversation, which was serious, took place at intervals in his great brown beard. After the first year of married life, Mrs. Kearney perceived that such a man would wear better than a romantic person, but she never put her own romantic ideas away. He was sober, thrifty, and pious. He went to the altar every first Friday, sometimes with her, oftener by himself. But she never weakened in her religion, and was a good wife to him. At some party in a strange house, when she lifted her eyebrow ever so slightly, he stood up to take his leave, and when his cough troubled him, she put the eiderdown quilt over his feet and made a strong rum punch. For his part, he was a model father. By paying a small sum every week into a society, he ensured for both his daughters a dowry of £100 each when they came to the age of 24. He sent the older daughter, Kathleen, to a good convent, where she learned French and music, and afterward paid her fees at the academy. Every year in the month of July, Mrs. Kearney found occasion to say to some friend, "My good man is packing us off to Skerries for a few weeks.